All right. Welcome, everybody. Coach Lisa here with you tonight. We are here to talk about body image and intimacy. So I would love for you to say hello in the chat. Let me figure out how to open the chat. There we go. Say hello in the chat. Let me know you can hear me all right and see me okay. There we go. Make sure you're setting your chat to everyone. And raise your hand if you want coaching, because that's what we're here for. Hello, Mary. How are you doing? Hi, Janelle. All right. Who is going to be brave tonight and raise their hand for so that we can talk about things? Mary, you're doing okie dokie. All right. I would love to know what brought you all here to this call. What was it that drew you here? If you're doing okie dokie, Mary, is there something to do with body image or intimacy that you would like to talk about? Oh, I do have a Mary with her hand raised, and we will take her up first. Hi, Nancy from Montana. If you have any questions that you want to ask and you want to ask them anonymously, you can post them in the Q&A. You can also ask questions not anonymously in the Q&A. But the main focus of this call is to do some coaching. So, oh, Mary, your powers, you're still working. Yeah, me too. Wait a minute. It's funny because this doesn't always feel like work. This just feels like I get to come and hang out. And I'm just always so honored to be around all these no BS women. I'm going to bring you up, Mary. Promote to panelist. Hi, Christy. I always feel so honored to be able to do this and be able to offer coaching. Mary from California, hello. Do you mean to have your hand raised? Because right now you have your hand raised as if you want coaching. So you keep declining to come up as panelists. You should just come up and talk to me. There's some reason that no, you don't want to come up. All right. You can go ahead and lower your hand then, Mary, near the bottom. This is gonna be a really short call, everyone, if nobody wants any coaching. I have just moved. I don't know if any of you recognize this is a new space for me. And it got me starting to think, actually, as we're moving and getting all set up about the holidays coming up. And you know what that means for us as far as body image and intimacy goes? I don't know about the rest of you, but I personally find that we get a lot busier over the holidays. So, as far as intimacy goes, it tends to be something I need to think about a little bit more so it doesn't get left by the wayside. Especially with me for moving and everything else, it tends to get really, really busy. Yes, I did, Christy, move in my Thanksgiving weekend. As you may or may not know, I am from Canada. So, yeah, Thanksgiving weekend for me was a couple weeks ago, and that's when we moved. Because of that, we're actually going to my daughter's house this weekend to have Thanksgiving dinner together, because we were just too busy on that weekend. So, like I say, when you're busy, sometimes we're not as present in our bodies, right? We sometimes get more distracted and it can leave us feeling a little untethered. So, I want you to pay attention if that's something that comes up for you. To really focus on how do I stay connected in my body so that I'm not ignoring things, so that I am meeting my needs, so that I am staying connected with your either spouse or with like intimacy, sex, that type of thing is not being overlooked. And that you're also like really focused and listening to your body, right? During the holidays, sometimes we get out of our heads when we think of photos, when we think of seeing people we haven't seen in a long time. Those are all things that are getting us out of our head. And what we want to do is stay in our body and listening to ourselves and staying in alignment with what we need and what our goals are, right? We've all got these goals that we're working on. So I want you to pay attention to that. All right. I still have nobody with their hand raised and no questions in the Q&A. So, what were you all hoping to hear about tonight? Since you're here, you can tell me again anonymously in the Q&A. If you're struggling with the candy challenge, yeah. And how's anybody doing with that? Is it bringing up any thoughts about body image or anything like that? That can happen as well. So I'll just keep rambling for a little while here until somebody gets brave and raises their hand and knows that I'm really good with people who have never been coached before. It's kind of one of my favorites because we did the How to Stop Fucking Around with the Same 5 Pounds call last week. And I had two people on that call that raised their hand that had never raised it before. So that was pretty cool. So I do have some questions, I guess. What do you th Here's one question I wrote down. What would change if you believed that nothing needed to be fixed about your body? That all you needed to do was listen to it? What do you guys think? Does anyone have any thoughts on that? Like, what would change if that's what you believed? That nothing about your body needs to be fixed? That you were just there to listen to your body. Would anything change? Let me know in the chat what you think about that. Christy says, I would probably wear different clothes. Really? So if you thought your body didn't need to be fixed, you might wear different clothes, which is an interesting one. Not all black. Yeah, that's what I decided today. I'm like, no, I always wear black. I'm gonna wear something else. Yeah, so often we're so focused on thinking something has to be different about our body, like we'll do certain things when, and it keeps us kind of stuck, right? It keeps us in this place where we aren't doing the things. We're holding ourselves back. So, and speaking of stuckness, Mary says, I have no idea. Okay, speaking of being stuck, we do have a question in the chat. Okay, before I get to that, I'll keep listening to your answers. Alexa says, I would stop hiding my stomach. I would feel more confident. So, for Alexis, if you believed that your stomach didn't need to be fixed, that we just want to listen to our body, you would stop hiding. Which is interesting because the next point I was going to talk about is that, as far as, you know, we talk a lot about body image and then we talk about intimacy. True intimacy is about being seen, it's about being seen and accepted. So, the thing is, we sometimes try to expect that someone else is going to do that for us when we don't even want to do it ourselves, right? We are so inclined to want to hide. So that's what we want to think about is, what if I wasn't trying to hide? Could I allow, would I just feel more confident if I stopped hiding? Nothing has to change right now, Alexis, for that to start happening. We have a comment of maybe I wouldn't go ooh every time I saw a picture of myself or saw myself on video. Maybe, Mary, but what if you could also work on what do I say after that? My first thought might be ooh. I mean, I don't know if you've heard Corinne talk about it, but I've heard Corinne talk several times about her legs. Saying, you know, she still doesn't like her legs. 100 pounds down, still doesn't like her legs. That makes sense, right? Because we still may not like exactly, we're never going to go back to being 20 and having, you know, beautiful skin and no stretch marks and all of these things. So I want you to think about and there's actually a question in the Q&A about that, about how to deal with loose skin. And in a bunch of ways, they're saying that their body looks worse than when they were bigger. I'll talk about the other part of that in a minute. But this is what we're talking about as far as, what if you believed your body didn't need to be fixed? What if we just looked at it and said, okay, I have loose skin. I have, my body looks differently than it did. I think Corinne mentioned a melted candle or something like that. So it's always our thoughts about us that create how we think and feel. So that's why I ask that question of what would change if you believed your body didn't need to be fixed. We just wanted to listen to it. Jean says the best time to experiment with makeup, hair, and clothes is right now. We can look great at any size. So yeah, because Janelle had mentioned I would experiment with more makeup and clothing. So I want to know what's holding you back from that right now. Why not now? Especially makeup. I've been the same way. I've been trying to do a little bit of experimenting on my own time of, watching different videos and so seeing, just have a little fun with it. Try some new things and see how you feel doing it. And experimenting with clothing. To me, I like to get into sort of that a mindset for that and then go to the store and do it. But remind yourself, you don't have to buy anything. Just try some different things on. Janelle says, oh, she can't jump in to be coached. Okay, but just don't know where to begin because I hate shopping. You know what? Depending on where you are, there are lots of companies that do things like they'll send you a bunch of stuff and that you can return whatever you don't want. And you could totally do that. You could do a little bit of online shopping, buy a few things, but maybe even start with the wardrobe you have and see what are pieces that you could add to it that would change it up a little bit. That's where you get to experiment with it, right? So another comment in the chat was, I know my spouse accepts and loves me where I am physically, but I can't yet. In brackets, I absolutely love the yet. The power of the yet is huge. I feel so embarrassed and gross. Right. So there's thoughts in your head. There's a story going on in your head about how embarrassing your body is or how gross your body is. Those are just thoughts that you've had at certain times and that sound true. Doesn't make them true. You said you know your spouse accepts and loves you. So, where you are physically, they're not having a problem with it. So, you want to get out of your own head. This to me screams like we want to set the scene. We want to have things that distract our head from, like, get out of your head. So, whether that is just you tell yourself that and say, whether that's things like candles, so the scent can help you be distracted from, oh, get out of my head. Get out of my head. Get out of my head. I would be curious, Amy, how you receive information. I know for me, a look does just as much as any words will ever do. A little look from my husband the right way, it like, yeah, I will start to be turned on. I will start to be thinking in a sexual way. So I want you to think about that for you. What is going to help you to set to the side the thoughts you have about your body, your size, your level of grossness? That's all just your thinking. These aren't facts. These are not facts that your body is embarrassing or your body is gross. This is what you're thinking of it. And the way we know that for sure is that your spouse is not thinking that. They are thinking that they are fine with your body. They might even tell you things like they love your body or they appreciate your body. And what I want you to be thinking more about too is how your body feels. So when we're talking about intimacy, that is, and sexual pleasure, that is all about being seen, being known, accepting yourself, and letting go of the judgment. So I want you to work on that as well. Like, feeling sexy, feeling great has nothing to do with your size. It has to do with what's in your head and you giving yourself permission to do that. Another comment in the chat is, even when I want sex or intimacy, I don't think I have negative thoughts about my body with sex, but I always change my mind seconds before my partner comes to bed and I often pretend I'm asleep. So the question is, how do I not do this? You remind yourself, I know this is what's going to happen. You think about Why did I want it? What was I wanting? And what, you know, I'd be curious what's coming up in that last minute when your partner is coming up to bed and why you decide to change your mind. Is it that we kind of chicken out? Is it that we're thinking, oh, it's too much work at this point? Like, is it something along those lines? Because the way you don't do something is you just don't do it. When your instinct is to do it, you know that's coming, so you have an answer for yourself. Kind of like the fire drill versus fire alarm analogy. If you know there's going to be a fire drill, you're going to react differently than if you didn't know. So if a fire alarm was going off and you didn't know it was just a drill, you'd probably be a little more on edge or worried or questioning. But if you already knew this is 100%, this is going to happen. You know it. You can plan for it. You'd probably have your shoes on. Like I'm picturing a teacher at a school or something. You would be prepared to get everybody out of the school with ease. But when you don't know, you're going to be a little more concerned and you're going to be like, hey, hurry, hurry, hurry. Like we don't know if this is okay or not, right? There's like a bit of uncertainty and lack of safety, maybe. Same thing can happen here. There's a reason you're pretending you're asleep. There's some reason that you're unsure. And I want you to prepare and sort of talk yourself through it. If the, like, because you said you're wanting sex and intimacy, I'm curious why you'd be denying it for yourself. Okay, I still have nobody with their hand raised. This is a coaching call, so I want you, someone to raise their hand. But I'm going to answer some questions from the Q&A right now. I've had no sex in over 10 years as I was in a bad relationship. I'm now out of it, but I've gained over 50 pounds. I can't imagine getting naked with anyone, so I'm hiding from men and getting out there. Any ways to address this stuckness? Yes, we can work on not hiding. You can work on your story about yourself because inside you're the same person you were 50 pounds ago. I want to know about her. What is going on for her? Why? Like, think about that. Think about the person you are on the inside. She happens to be carrying around a few extra pounds. But us, like in this case, you're talking about hiding from men. A lot of men are just not going to care about that. They're going to be more interested in who you are. And the ones that aren't, are they really worth the time anyways? That's what I'd be asking myself. So you're hiding because of a story that's going on in your head. You haven't even given them a chance, right? You've already decided that for some reason they won't respond or they're not going to be interested. Well, how do you even know until you start trying? So I'd be curious. I think it's there's something deeper underneath that. Of like why you're keeping yourself stuck. Otherwise, I'd say, let's just get out there. I'm thinking this might be the same person. I used to be a very sexual person. Oh, no, this is somebody different. Okay, I'll answer that in a second. So yeah, so if you feel like you're stuck in something, what I want you to think about is why. What is the hurdle I see in front of me? Because the 50 pounds is on your body. I want you to use your mind and say, what's holding me back from getting out there? What is that story I'm telling myself? This is one of those things actually that I coach on a lot in private coaching, one-on-one coaching, because it's something that is very intimate and I can understand people may or may not want to raise their hands on calls, but so if that's something you might be interested in, just let me know for sure. Okay. So this one, I'm going to read the whole question now. I just joined Century Club, still have another 30 pounds to lose. How are people dealing with loose skin in intimate situations? My body, in a lot of ways, looks worse than when I was bigger. Is there anybody else on this call that has experienced loose skin in intimate situations? I have to some degree. I guess it really depends on to what degree you're talking about. I have to some degree. It's interesting though, right? Because it's again us having thoughts about our body and just the way and the shape of it. Definitely it like I've had a lot of thoughts about my thighs and the skin there as it gets looser and stuff. So it's this would be the same as anything else. You're going to work with your body. You're going to just be present in how things feel and consider the loose skin is part of your body. So if, you said you've lost 100 pounds, I'm expecting there could be like flaps or things like that, like your stomach. You just want to sort of let it be and move things out of the way that need to be moved out of the way so that you can find the pleasure in your body and focus on that. But likely, again, what is the issue exactly for you? You want to think about that. Like, is it my thoughts about it or is it the physical? Where do I put it? If it's the where do I put it? Well, it's the same with any other body part. Legs get in the way, arms get in the way. You want to make sure that things aren't pulling the wrong way. So you could use things like blankets or pillows. I have a sex wedge that I really like that helps get different angles. So there's different things like that that you could be using to support your body, similar to what, yoga blocks that they use in yoga to help support your body. But as far as the thoughts go, I want you to hear what they are and then really start questioning them. Okay, I used to be a very sexual person. I'm now 54 and just not in the mood. I have a great husband who makes sure I'm satisfied. Once we get going, I'm fine. We only do it once per week and I feel like I should be doing it more. Ugh. Okay, what makes you feel like you should be doing it more? I can tell you, my husband and I don't have sex once per week. But then I know people who have sex every day. What makes it the right or wrong answer? That's what I'd be curious about. You will find some people in marriages that don't have sex for months. Some people, again, have it multiple times a day. So this is the story that's going on in your mind. This is very much like the diet thinking that we're talking about during this candy challenge. We want to hear what the thoughts are to then answer them. Why do you feel like you should be doing it more than once a week? Why does that matter? You're comparing maybe to the way you were. Well, you also used to pee your pants when you were two, or so we want to think, does it matter? Okay, I used to be, and maybe parts of me still are. And you said you have a great husband who makes sure that you're satisfied, and once you get going, you're fine. So that's very similar to, when I was talking about the person in the chat who had commented that they want sex, but then, decide they don't actually want it. Sometimes we might remind ourselves, hey, once I get going, I'll be fine and it's okay. So you get to, this is your story. I'd be curious why, if you really want it more than once a week, then that's something you can plan. That's something you can make a conscious choice and a conscious effort to do. If it's happening naturally where it's once a week and you enjoy it and he enjoys it, does it need to be a problem? That's what I'd be curious about. Okay, I think you're answering me here saying yes, for sure, comparing to what we used to do. Yeah. I'll tell you, if I compare to what we used to do, goodness gracious, and man, I sound old saying that even. Okay, my husband and I used to have sex everywhere, everywhere. Like places you probably nobody would want to have sex, but like public places. We used to do that. I'm not thinking to myself, man, when's the last time I had sex in a change room or in a parked car? No, I'm kind of accepting that I love that we did those things. I love that. And every once in a while, yeah, we'll find ourselves somewhere crazy where we will, but we've, done it on a snowmobile on a in the middle of winter, out in the middle of a snowmobile track. Like, there are things that we used to do that even sexual that we don't have to keep doing. We don't have to decide, well, this means something's wrong. I am totally fine not having sex in a public bathroom ever again, but I can say I've done it. So, right, so you get to decide. If you want more sex, then you can absolutely figure out a way to get it. How to make whatever Tuesday night, also sex night, whatever you want to do, you totally can. You just get to decide, but quit making yourself feel bad in the meantime, based on some comparison to some past version of you. Okay, I experience physical discomfort and wonder if that is why I end up being in my head. I am usually distracted with other thoughts and not able to be in the moment. Thoughts or suggestions? Deal with the physical discomfort. So, physical discomfort isn't, and I'm not sure if you're the same person that wrote about something else. You could let me know, but as far as when you're having intercourse or sex or anything like that, physical discomfort is something you want to look into. Everybody, and I mean like your body, every body is different. We're all slightly different. We're all going to look very different. If you saw pictures of 100 vulvas, they would all look very different. So it, if, but physical discomfort is not something that you want. A lot of times with women, it can be dryness. It can, if it's with intercourse or even just with touching, it can be related to dryness. So you'll definitely want to look at different lubricants. But I would definitely want you to get checked out for, if there's something internal going on. I had fibroids at one point, and that made it physically uncomfortable. When we were talking about the loose skin before, that could be something that makes things physically uncomfortable. And that's where I would suggest some sort of supportive things, whether that's clothing that you could wear that could sort of help, or whether that's pillows or blankets or anything like I had said before. So, taking care of what the physical discomfort is, and sometimes it can also be a relaxation thing. So getting, I know you're, you said I'm usually distracted with other thoughts and not able to be in the moment. So I want you to work on letting go of those other thoughts. It can even be, going to the bathroom for a moment to, get yourself ready or something like that. There's a technique, and this is one that can be used for anything, for settling your nervous system and getting out of your head and out of thinking. It's where you breathe in and out. You do a few rhythmic breaths. Then you add in with your tongue feeling the roof of your mouth. So just gently as you're breathing, and your tongue is just tracing the roof of your mouth to ever so gently feel it. And then then once you get that going, you start to touch a finger to your thumb as if you're trying to feel your fingerprints against each other. Now, you're still breathing and your tongue is still touching through gently across the roof of your mouth, and you're touching your fingers together. If you do this and aren't distracted like I am on this call, you will not be able to be thinking as well. So sometimes that would only take like a minute to get out of your head, or less than a minute, to give yourself that moment to get out of your head, to be more in the moment. And then the other part is when you are working on being intimate, it's really focusing on how does my body feel? Paying attention to the sensations, to the exactly how things feel when you're being intimate, can help you get out of your head as well. Focus on the feeling. And again, make sure you get that physical discomfort checked out too, though, because that's, yeah, it's not fun when things hurt. Okay. So I got a reply saying it's physical discomfort as in hip pain, being overweight and not having the flexibility. Okay, so absolutely tools, change positions, try a different position. I find if I'm just lying on my back some for too long with my legs spread, I can get hip pain mostly in one side. It's the one side that kind of hurts sometimes. Having a pillow on that side supporting my leg can be really helpful. Doing it sideways, so where you're lying on the side when you're doing, if you're having intercourse on your side and your partner can support your one leg up, that can also help to relieve some of the strain on a hip. So that's what I would suggest to look at. How can I prepare having pillows and having things like that around and support your hip? So there, we covered a lot of things with that one. And then you can also work on flexibility. I tell you, I don't do squats for anything other than sex. Squats and lunges, that is so that I have that strength for intercourse. So, all right. Have another question here. I don't know how to get away from the negative thoughts about my body during sex. Same thing as I've been talking about here. What you want to do is bring it more to neutral. This is just my body. And isn't like, think about our bodies and the way they feel when we're ha in having sex or having an orgasm. If you picture the orgasm itself and all the pleasure that can lead up to that, our bodies can do that no matter what the size. That does not come from our size. It's like we don't necessarily have better orgasms because we're at a different size. It's from things inside of our body that are reacting to the physical sensations. So the touching or the stimulation or the vibration or the pressure, all of those things are what are creating that. So think about how amazing your body is and allow it to receive this pleasure. Allow yourself to work on just feeling pleasure. You can do it on your own just a little bit. Things like just putting lotion on yourself and just thinking neutral thoughts for now about this is your body. This is my body. I love my skin. I've been putting a new lotion on lately. It feels so nice. So the negative thoughts, we just want to like let them float in the air like clouds and focus on how you feel when you're having sex, how you physically feel. Okay, next question here is, I lost my sex drive completely. Where the hell did it go? Okay, answer, two reasons, menopause and I'm on hormones not working, and my anger at my husband and him losing all our money. I just don't know how to forgive. Okay. So, yes, this is what we were talking about, intimacy and how intimacy and connection and pleasure and our sex drives are driven by our thoughts about being seen, being known, being accepted. Right now, you're not accepting your husband for whatever's happened. That makes sense. So for first, I would be working on the anger that you have towards him and how that is the thing that keeps flashing up, because you have a choice to, if you're going to hold on to that anger, it's likely going to erode your relationship. Again, I don't know all about this situation, so you could always write in to ask coaches if you want to give us some more details. And then absolutely, though, the physical part of it, menopause, being on hormones that are not working, this is something that is definitely going to have an effect. So you get to decide. There's a lot more to taking care of yourself, to your body image, and to your intimacy than sex and intercourse or orgasms that way. You may not have interest in that. You can still take care of yourself. You can still interact with your body in just a loving, caring, supportive way right now while you're not interested in sex. There's lots of people that are not interested in sex, and you get to decide if that's okay or not. These things tend to ebb and flow as well. Someone commented in the chat that they read dark romance books to rev up my engines. Had a very low sex drive. These books and audiobooks are a game changer. 100%. If you want to increase your sex drive, there are ways to do it. There are strategies that we could work on for sure. Things like the reading the books, finding what works for you. I think I was talking about at the beginning about, our senses, understanding what speaks to you. Is it the way someone looks at you? Is it the way you look at yourself? Is it a smell? Is it a bath? Is it being cared for? There's that ongoing joke about what do I want out of a partner? Like, what would really turn me on? Yeah, having an empty dishwasher, right? Like, things like that. You get to decide, though, what would really do it for you. Right now, it's sounding like it's not your husband because you're separately dealing with anger with your husband. So, and you're thinking you need to be able to forgive him, which may or may not be true. You get to decide. There's a lot going on in that, in those few sentences that, I really want you to be thinking about what do you need and what are you actually looking for? Maybe it's fine that your sex drive is completely gone right now in the moment and that you haven't figured out yet how to get back to it, right? That's where that powerful yet comes back in. And I want you to be thinking about that. You're angry at your husband. You haven't forgiven him yet. That doesn't mean you won't, doesn't mean you will, but it's yet. Okay. Next question is, what if neither my husband nor I have a sex drive anymore? Another one going through menopause. I'm happy not having a sex drive. I am happy not having a drive anymore. I used to be so into sex and not anymore. Should I get my drive back? I don't miss it at all. I think you kind of know your answer. That's the thing, right? Like being true to you. You get to choose, is this something that I want to focus on or not? You definitely do not have to. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you if you don't. Some people love it, some people don't. You get to decide what's right for you. That's kind of like, I'm trying to think of an analogy. Just about anything works. Some people do flowers outside their house because they like them and they want to maintain them. Some people don't. I don't. Because all I do is let them die. So it's just, it really is a personal choice. What I want to, you just want to make sure of your intentions. You seem pretty clear here that you're just as happy to not have it and that you don't miss it at all. So you kind of get to decide if this is something that you were really missing, or you're thinking to yourself, oh, like I don't have much pleasure or something in my life, then absolutely we could talk you through how to increase your sex drive, how to find pleasure just with yourself. There's lots of different options, but you definitely don't need to force something that you don't necessarily find you're missing. I think this is where we miss that everybody's different. There's no right or wrong when it comes to this. Just like I said, how often you have sex, or how often you have an orgasm, or how often you pleasure yourself versus how often you are with another person and having pleasure. Like, there's no right or wrong. There's just what's right for you. So somebody said, thank you, Lisa. I heard all these speakers saying people should have sex, otherwise they're not really living and it's good for your health. Yeah, I mean, it's a no, I think I think more people are messed up by thinking that they need to be doing something the way everybody else is doing it. Like, yeah, I remember reading one time or hearing somebody say something about if you have sex, I th it might have been less than once a week. Maybe that's where the once a week person got it from. Or once a month. If you have sex once a month, then basically that's a sexless marriage. Well, let me tell you, I do not for one second think my husband and I have a sexless marriage. We both are very in tune with pleasure and how to enjoy it. We just don't do it every single week. We have a lot going on. We are going on one of our vacations in a couple of weeks that I've talked about on other calls where we're going to a certain resort, adults only resort that is topless. And we have a great sexual time at that resort. And it definitely sparks things up for a little while. Usually before and afterwards too, because we start getting it into our heads, thinking about it a lot more. But then, and I love that. And I absolutely love it. And we will have a fantastic time. But there's no right or wrong. There's what works for you. Are you really living? That's the only thing I would be questioning. Is the lack of sex or sex drive an a symptom of not engaging in life fully, or are you otherwise engaging in life and having a fully fulfilling life in every other way, and you're just not interested in sex? I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. Somebody says that's where I have issues. It isn't wrong, and I was always told it was. Yeah, we've talked before on these calls too about things like wearing bright lipstick. Well, that means you're a whore. Really? No, it means I want to wear bright lipstick. I finally found mine like this morning and totally forgot because I was going to put some on for this call, but I totally forgot. And yeah, so. All right. But yeah, it doesn't necessarily, one thing doesn't mean anything else. Okay, next question. I really enjoyed when you used to do a show and tell on new sex toys. That was helpful. Okay, then I will put that on the books for next time to see if what I can show you. Trying to think of what I might. Well, I guess I could show you things that I've shown before, but which yeah, was kind of funny when we were moving because people were helping us move and helping us unpack. And one of my kids came across that box and was like, "What is this?" It's one of my daughters, actually, the daughter that doesn't live with me. So she was like, "What is this?" She doesn't hear me talk about it all the time. And I said, "Oh, that's there. That goes in my office." She's like, "What?" I said, "Well, I show people these things on call. So like, there's a bunch of my it's the boxes of the different sex toys." So, she had a lot of questions. She's like, "Do you actually own all of these?" So, yeah. Anyways, a little bit of a tangent there, but yes, absolutely. I will bring some show and tell things up next time to show everybody, because you've asked. All right. And the next call is right after I get back from the trip, I think near to the end of November. So yes, we've already answered that question. Last question I have here. So if you have any more questions, put them up. I wonder if it was easy for you to talk about all this sex stuff before you started this coaching work. It's refreshing that you're so open and able to talk so openly about this. Thank you, coach. Well, you're welcome, Anonymous. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think I've always really talked, I've never talked about it like this, obviously. To like hundreds of people on a call. But I think I just always sort of thought, well, what do you mean people aren't open and talking about this? I've just always been really open. Sometimes I used to think I was inappropriate about the way I would be open and talk about things. I don't know. But I'm glad that you're enjoying it. I'm glad that, it's helping people. And I think it's, I agree, it's valuable work because I just think a lot of us just needed to know that this is just normal, that it's all okay, and that there is a safe space somewhere where you can ask these questions and you can talk about this stuff. It helps us accept who we are and, yeah, go after what you want. All right, I'm just going to check through the chat and make sure because I have no more questions. A question. So, to clarify, I'm not losing out on health benefits if I don't have sex. Well, it's sort of a rounded question. Health benefits. The only, no, I mean, the only health benefits you're missing out on are the movement that you're getting, that your body, the natural flow of your body. I'm gonna have to put some thought into this health benefits of having sex. I mean, I think the way I would have to know what the other, because I think you'd said that you heard this from somewhere else. I would agree that there are health benefits to it because what you're bringing in is pleasure, enjoyment. But if you're just having like shitty sex, well, no, that's not, there's not a health benefit to just to that. It's probably just that it's sort of showing a more active lifestyle, maybe, because I would think sex is like an active thing, as far as that goes. So when you think about health benefits, that's where I say to you that as long as the rest of your life is full and you're enjoying it, I don't know. I'm seriously going to look that up to see, because that's the only thing I can see about health benefits. So you guys have given me some notes, health benefits and show and tell. Okay, let me check the chat here. Vaginal atrophy can occur. Yeah, but it's not from not having sex. Right? That's what Christy said in the chat, that there is a thing called vaginal atrophy, but I can't imagine that that only comes from not having sex because there are some people who aren't having intercourse in their lives ever. That doesn't mean they're missing out on these health benefits. Tried creams for vulvar revitalizing cream. Got it because of leaks, but it has really changed my awareness of and interest in sexual pleasure. Well, isn't that interesting? A vulvar revitalizing cream. I wonder if that has something to do with. Sometimes, like when you say revitalizing cream, I picture something that's going to increase the blood flow in the area. So, yes, getting turned on, that's exactly the same thing. It increases the blood flow to the area, which again awakens the nerves and can make sense to me why you would have more awareness. It provides lubrication as well. That's excellent. I love that you're figuring out these different things and things that work for you. Said, I love this call as a question and answer session. Well, yeah, I guess it's actually been okay, right? That it's gone on. It is so nice to coach people, though. Gained weight and felt so unattractive, and usual sex did nothing for me but these dark, spicy books. And my husband's willing to switch it up a bit and try new things. It's been amazing. Yeah, sometimes things get boring and we want to switch things up a bit. That's very much why my husband and I go on these vacations and why I usually buy a new sex toy or two when we do to try different things out. I think I was embarrassed with my body before with my weight gain, and thought work and being curious about new ways changed everything. I swear, Alicia's said that, and I swear it's the key to everything. The key to everything, to weight loss, to satisfaction, to how does it's being curious and being open to what if this, what if I tried that? Really questioning what you're doing and why. Somebody else said they have no libido and they feel angry all the time at everyone. Interesting. The connection between no libido and anger. Yeah, I think that is all to do with menopause. Great topics to work on in coaching, if that's something to consider. It's because the anger comes from somewhere. And usually, anger is one of those emotions that's usually in front of other emotions. So, like, we feel angry, but it's usually masking something else, like that we maybe we're feeling insecure, maybe we're feeling judged, maybe we're feeling unsafe. So what flares is an easy go-to is, oh, I'll just be angry. And I'm gonna know you're not choosing it like that, but that's sort of what happens in your brain. Anger's easy. We know how to be angry. We may not know how to feel insecure and be okay with that, but we know how to feel angry. So, and Christy says she's been working with me one-on-one for months now and worked through so much. Yes, we've gone from embarrassed to not being embarrassed about things. I love it so much. Okay, I think let me check the chat again or the Q&A again. And you have helped me so much. Thank you. You know what? You are all so welcome. Seriously, I'm just so honored that you all show up for this call. How do you handle having a different sex drive than your partner? Well, that's what they, why you can have sex with yourself. You can manage your own sex drive. So I guess there's two different ways to look at that. Does your partner want more sex or do you want more sex? Whichever one of you wants more sex can take care of themselves sometimes. That truly, I don't know that it's open communication is a big key so that both of you are on the same page, that the drive is about the physical desire. The drive is not about how much one person loves the other person more than whatever, like sex drive is about your body's desire, your body's learned response. There's a book called Come As You Are that talks about our different sex drives and how to really understand them and understand yourself as well as your partner, and sort of explains the sex drive question, so that you can manage that. But I guess the short answer is open communication about what means what and what's okay, and and then thinking about if your sex drive is that much higher than your partner's, figure out ways to take care of yourself. That's where we talk about the toys. You can masturbate with or without toys. So many different, opportunities or options that you have as far as that goes. But that would be a great book for you to look at. And yeah, comment in the chat. You are in charge of your own pleasure. You are always in charge of your own pleasure, right? Whether or not, no matter what your sex drive is, whether you're with a partner or not, you are always in charge of your own pleasure. So that's where you get to take control over it. And if it is your partner, again, it's open communication. That's how you deal with different sex drives. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, I'm glad you all had lots of questions tonight. That was great to see you. Make sure that you're following the candy challenge and following along with that because it's a really great challenge this month that we're doing, or this coming month. We started it yesterday. You would have seen it in your newsletter, and I know we had some issues with the newsletter, so that should be solved now. If you aren't finding yours, please reach out to support at pmptribe.com. And again, like I said earlier, if you're ever interested in private coaching, one-on-one where you can, we could work together. I'm the same there as I am here. I'm open. I'll answer any question you've got and talk through anything and help you find what's right for you and what's meaningful for you. So, other than that, I will prepare for our next call, do a little bit of show and tell since it was asked, And I'm going to find out about these health benefits of sex. I don't know. I'm sure there are some, but I don't think there's something that you're missing out on. Vivian says, have a great vacation. Thank you. It's a couple weeks from now, but yes, I'm starting to think about it. The place I go to has, you have to have, like, we don't have to, but there's theme nights and sexy theme nights and there's sexy costumes and stuff like that. So I am starting to think through all of that and plan what I'm going to be taking. We don't dress up for every night. It becomes way too much to pack, but we definitely will do take part in some of them. So, anyways, I have had a great time talking with you all tonight, and I will see you all next time. Okay, bye everybody.